Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 9, 2026. A Lynn shooting is under investigation, and Beverly 400 Plus is kicking off this month. Afternoon showers, mid-40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:45 p.m. Dacia Smith reports on itemlive.com, the Lynn Police Department is actively investigating a shooting that sent a young adult male to the hospital. The shooting took place on Jackson Street around 4:10 p.m. on Thursday. The victim is a young adult male who did suffer gunshot wounds, according to Lynn Police Captain Christopher Kelly. Kelly stated the individual is in stable condition and was transported to a hospital in the area. No arrests have been made at this time. Kelly stated there is no ongoing threat to the general public. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a celebration of 400 years is finally in the making. Beverly 400 Plus will kick off its year-long list of events to commemorate Beverly's founding in 1626 with a community conversation at the Cabot and a free Winter Wonderland Festival at Lynch Park next week. The night at the Cabot will run from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 14, when volunteers with Beverly 400 Plus discuss the nonprofit's many events planned for the year, how people can get involved, and the Beverly 400 Stories Project that aims to gather locals' personal memories. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, officials with the Massachusetts Executive Office of Health and Human Services traveled to Gloucester on Wednesday to highlight the state's support of opioid use prevention, treatment, and recovery. Dominique Hurley, Gloucester's public health director, said agency officials also visited because they were intrigued by the core peer recovery and resource center's operational approach to setting up collaborative services at scale. Front and center at the visit to CORE on Parker Street was the Health and Human Services Secretary, who spoke of $1.5 million the Healy-Driscoll administration recently awarded to 30 towns and nonprofits in areas disproportionately impacted by the overdose crisis. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Boys Basketball from last night, Lynn Classical beat Lynn English 70-65. Marblehead was a 54-40 winner over Peabody, with junior captain Finn Brown leading the way for the Magicians with 20 points. It was Salem 50, Winthrop 30. Elian Rodriguez paced the Witches with 16 points. And Masconomet remained unbeaten with an 81-43 win over Danvers. The Rockport girls basketball team beat Mystic Valley 35-24 to improve to 8-1 so far. They are only two wins away from qualifying for the state tournament. In men's college hockey, Endicott 8, Western New England 2, the Gulls are ranked number 11 nationally. The Bruins beat the Calgary Flames 4-1 last night, and they host the Rangers tomorrow afternoon at the Garden. Celtics off last night host Toronto tonight. And the Patriots open the playoffs Sunday night at home against the Chargers. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.